This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes, as we like to have a conversation about faith on this wonderful Sunday morning. And we're going to attempt to answer the questions, how can we increase our faith every day? How can we live out our faith? And how can we live our lives in a manner that is pleasing to God and remain secure in His promises? On this show, every week, we like to interview people of faith who are willing to share their faith story. And we'll also talk about some of the great promises of God found in His Word. You can check out some of our previous interviews on WCHV.com. Click the podcast section and you can scroll down to Everyday Faith. We have some awesome interviews in there. We had Steve Garland from the UVA men's wrestling team. We had Anthony Gill from the UVA men's basketball team. Coach Dave Hart from the Covenant High School football team. We had just some great interviews in there. Make sure you check that out. And we also have an email address. It's everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We appreciate all your comments and encouragements, and we welcome your prayer requests. So keep them coming. Well, today on the show, I am super excited. We have Dr. Joel Jenkins with us. Dr. Jenkins is the former lead pastor at First Baptist Church right here in Charlottesville, and he's a retired Army chaplain. He retired as colonel, and he served as the rear detachment chaplain for the 82nd Airborne. We're going to have a great conversation with Dr. Jenkins about his faith journey. We're going to talk about how we can increase our faith and have unwavering faith when you're staring down adversity. Before we get to the break this morning, we'd like to talk about what the Bible says about faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 is our anchor verse, which says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see." The next question we'd like to answer is, why is faith important? Also from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6 says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." And lastly, how do you get faith? From the great book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17 says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God." This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to take a break and be right back with Dr. Joel Jenkins. Don't go away.
How's your lunch?
Good, Dad, but not as good as the sandwiches you used to make.
Really?
Sure. Remember how you'd melt the cheese first and dry the pickles on a paper towel so they didn't make the bread soggy? Oh, and then you'd cut it into four pieces with no crust?
I did all that.
Geez, Dad, how would anyone forget something like that?
You never know which moments will be the ones they'll remember forever. So take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our vacation in a Virginia state park was a wonderful idea. The lodge is beautiful and it has so much room. And the kids are having such a great time. And Mark and I even have time for just the two of us. This has been a wonderful experience and we've never felt so close as a family. We'd love for you to join us. Love, Virginia.
For more information, call 800-933-PARK. Sponsored by the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, the Virginia Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On June 21st, starting at 8 a.m., the Lake Monticello Volunteer Fire and Rescue is having a benefit golf tournament at Lake Monticello Golf Course. The Lane High School class of 1974 is hosting a celebration of the closing of Lane High School August 16th from 6 until 10 p.m. at the National Guard Armory off Avon Street Extended. Java needs volunteers for the summer months. Java works with children, delivers meals to the homebound, brings music and art to the Java Adult Daycare Center, and a lot more. And the Earliesville Farmers Market happens every Thursday from 4 until 7 through October. The market is just beyond Buck Mountain Episcopal Church in the parking lot. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our concerts events calendar at wchv.com.
And in your hour of desperation, no, you're not the only one. Pray, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, I'm so excited we have Dr. Joel Jenkins with us. What a career you have had, Dr. Jenkins. Thank you so much for being on this show.
Thank you, Jeff. Well, I guess I have to say I've been very fortunate with my life career. Seen many things, experienced many things, and met many wonderful people. And then the Lord somehow allowed us the blessing of coming back to Charlottesville to retire.
Wow. Well, could you take us back for our listeners and take us all the way back to, we like to hear kind of the story of how you came to faith, how the Lord called you, touched you. Could you take us back and give us kind of your faith journey?
Yeah, I sure will. I was fortunate in that I was born into a home of a minister. And I say fortunate because when I was younger, I didn't think that was true because I had to go to church every time the doors opened. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. If somebody just had any kind of a meeting, my dad said, okay, let's all go. And to be honest with you, I kind of rebelled when I got into my teen years. And I said, I don't want to do that. And so I dropped out of church when I was old enough to make my own decisions. So I really did not make a personal faith decision until I was close to 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And then all those truths that had been instilled in me from a boy, I began to feel those realities speaking to me during some crisis I was going through. And so I went back and talked to my dad, and I said, I know you think I'm already a believer, and I know you think I'm already a Christian, because I faked it. And I was actually baptized into the church. But my dad understood, and he was very open to my situation, and we walked through that together, and he led me to the Lord.
Mm.
And so my life started all over. We Christians, we celebrate what the Lord called that new birth.
Yes.
And new creation, and that's exactly what happened to me.
And so there was a transformation in your life from that point?
No doubt about it, Jeff. Now, I can't say that I was always as faithful as I should have been.
Sure.
From that point on. But I knew then my faith was real, and I knew he was real. And I knew then that when I was not walking the walk, I knew that I was disappointing the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that he had never left me, and he would never fail me. And so over time, I finally got back into that relationship, and so far, it's just been a growing experience ever since.
Talk to us about the importance of God's Word in your faith journey. Did you dig in at that moment, or had you always been into the Word, or did you find your point kind of in life where all of a sudden you started revisiting God's Word and it started to make sense to you?
Yeah, I would say that I had the Word put into my mind at least from a young age, because we memorize a lot of Scripture. Coming along, the Sunday school teacher that I had required us to memorize a verse every week.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I just did it perfunctorily and I really didn't think about it, I just memorized the words. But later, it's amazing how all of those verses would start coming back. The words were there. The verses were there. But now they had meaning. And now I was able to apply those lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, I do believe that the Word and walking in the Word and staying in the Word and receiving the Word into your mind and into your heart is critical.
Yes. Well, and listeners on this show have heard my story is that I did not really start taking the Bible off of the shelf in our living room until age 40 for me. I went to church and I listened, but I did not have an intimate relationship with the Lord. And what happened to me is I had a great friend who challenged me with this topical memory system of how to, and he worked kind of through my ego, how to memorize 60 Bible verses, one a week. And I went through this topical memory system with my friend who was a Young Life minister. And I started to do that. And as I started memorizing Bible verses, sounds like a little bit similar to your situation. At some point in my life, I ended up finding crisis, or crisis found me. And when you're in a tough situation and the pressure squeezes you, what's on the inside tends to come out. And what happened is these verses really kind of took a life inside of me. And so that's why I love to hear about folks that have an intimate relationship with God's Word, because I think it's made all the difference for me.
Well, absolutely. And it's amazing to me, most people's stories, you find a lot of similarities, because we are finding the same faith and we are coming to the same experience. Years ago, I was sitting in a college library and I met this young man from Haiti, and he was probably 15 years older than me. He was from a different culture, different language, spoke Creole, different race, really almost another generation older. But we got to talking, and we had the same experience. He had accepted and received Christ into his life, and it was real to him. And as we talked, we just realized, wow, you know, isn't this marvelous? We're from two different worlds, and yet we've had the same experience. And so I just feel like that everyone who has come to that moment of genuine faith, we share that.
Some of our listeners on this program, and we're grateful that we have a wonderful audience that listens to this show, they're trying to get their arms around faith. What advice do you have for anybody who hasn't crossed the line of faith, or is really just starting to pique their interest in faith? Is there anything that you would say, any place for them to read, anything for them to kind of sort out, any direction for them, people that are kind of faith seekers at this point?
And I think that's critical. You're never going to have a faith until you at least open up your mind and your heart at least a little bit and start questioning, or at least being open to truth. But I think I would go back to that passage in Scripture where a man came to Jesus with his child who was really dying. And the man said, "Would you heal my child?" And the Lord said, "If you believe, he will be well." And the man said this. He said, "I believe, but help my unbelief." So I don't think that to be a person of faith means that you get all of the faith that you're going to have as you begin the process. The key to me is we bring our little faith. You know, Jesus called it the faith of a grain of mustard seed would move mountains. We bring our little faith, but we put it in a great God. Our faith can grow, but the key is not us. The key is a God who accepts our faith and helps us grow in our faith. But it begins most of the time with a small faith.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're talking with Dr. Joel Jenkins, and we appreciate you joining us this Sunday morning. Dr. Jenkins, are there any verses that I have found for me that there's a lot of verses that are my favorites, and it's almost like children, it's impossible to choose one or two that are your absolute favorites, but is there one that is kind of a go-to verse for you that you like to kind of fill yourself up with daily?
Well, my favorite passages are in Philippians. I love the entire Bible, but I just love Philippians. And these days, the world we live in, people are anxious. Everywhere you turn, people are anxious. So I love that verse where Paul says, "Be not anxious about anything, but in everything, in thanksgiving, bring your petitions to God, and he will not only answer and respond, but he will guard your mind, and he will guard your heart, and he will fill you with his peace." See, we need our minds guarded. That's where our faith struggle is. A lot of times it's in our mind and in our heart. So we bring our thanksgiving to God in all things, even those things we don't like. But we find that he is at work in all things. And he will guard our thoughts, and he will guard our hearts, and he will give us his peace. So we don't have to be anxious about anything, is his promise to us. And so that's one of the favorite verses that I have, because everywhere I go and have been in recent years especially, whether it was in Iraq when I was there, or at Fort Bragg, or now working with the Sheriff's Department, I see a lot of anxious people. And so I would hope that they could come to that same point and find that peace that passes understanding Paul talked about.
I love that verse as well. And for any of our listeners, what I have found is that there is no care too big or no worry too small, is that he wants it all. He wants to be involved in all of it. And so kind of the day that I started to learn, as you were saying, Dr. Jenkins, to apply that throughout my day, because there's a lot of stuff that that goes on throughout the course of a day where you can get nervous or anxious. And when you learn to kind of hand that over, as you said, that great exchange, you hand over all the stuff that makes you anxious and you receive back the peace that surpasses understanding. It's a great exchange.
It certainly is. And the Apostle Peter said, he said it this way, he said, "Cast your cares on me," quoting the Lord. And Peter was a fisherman. So he was imaging that net that you throw out and you cast it. And so we're able to have all of our concerns captured by the God, by the net that the Lord allows us to throw. He will capture those worries. We cast them on him. And so all the images that I see in Scripture about what we get, at what we receive as believers, it is that freedom. It is that joy. It is that peace. And only another believer truly understands that. Unless you've experienced it, you can tell someone about it.
Right.
But until it's real, you don't really grasp it. But once it is real, I think that's also what Peter was talking about when he said, always be ready to give an answer to the person who asked the reason for your hope.
Mm-hmm.
We are to live as people of hope every day in all things. And some stranger may be around us for a while and say, "Hey, man, what is it you have I don't have? I see your hope is breaking out." And we're to live that way. And we can live that way because of our faith.
And sometimes you'll find somebody who's a real fired up believer, and they just seem to carry themselves differently than others. And you'll notice, and I've seen it, and I'll come up to people and I'll be like, there's just something different about you. You just have, and you said the word earlier, you just have a peace about you. You just have kind of a glow about you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get to know those folks, they have really kind of grasped on to the Lord. And as you said, they've kind of practiced those verses as we're taught in Peter's letter and in Philippians as well. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break. Please don't go away. We're going to be right back with Dr. Joel Jenkins.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On June 29th, the Central Virginia Blues Society will present a benefit for pancreatic cancer research at UVA. The event will be from 6 until 9 at the UVA Chemistry Auditorium on McCormick Road. And the Earliesville Farmers Market happens every Thursday from 4 until 7 through October. The market is just beyond Buck Mountain Episcopal Church in the parking lot. The Lane High School class of 1974 is hosting a celebration of the closing of Lane High School August 16th from 6 until 10 p.m. at the National Guard Armory off Avon Street Extended. And the Madison County Firemen's Parade will be on Wednesday, July 16th, starting at 6:30 on Main Street in Madison. If your charity or nonprofit organization has an event coming up, tell us about it. Email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more information about these and other events, go to our Concerts Events calendar at WCHV.com.
Are you ready?
This summer, star entertainers are coming to Virginia, and you can get free tickets.
Free tickets? There's a catch, right?
Yes. These are tickets you'd give blood for, literally.
I get it.
Virginia Blood Services is giving away free tickets to summer concerts. Just be a participating donor.
Gee, I was going to give blood anyway.
So, go to vablood.org and make an appointment. You could win free tickets to amazing summer concerts while supplies last. Go to vablood.org. Check out the latest concerts and participating donor centers. Make an appointment and the tickets could be yours. What a way to amp up your summer.
Every day, patients depend on your donations. So be the giving type and amp up your summer.
VABlood.org. Give blood. Win tickets for you and a friend. Feel good and
amp up your summer.
VABlood.org. Donate blood and help people in your community. Bring a friend. Win free tickets to summer concerts while supplies last. Make an appointment at VABlood.org.
And then you're out of desperation. Do you not the only one praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
This is Everyday Faith with your host, Jeff Gaffney, here on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHB.
Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us today, we're just having such a great time with Dr. Joel Jenkins. Dr. Jenkins, we're going to stay on the book of Philippians because I've heard your passion for it. I will share with you, my wife and I love to start our day declaring Philippians 4:13 for ourselves, and then we declare it over each other. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We kind of say that loud to each other, and then we declare it over each other. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That verse is one that has carried me during some really, really challenging times in my life, and I imagine that verse has some deep meaning for you as well.
Well, it really does, and that goes along to, again, the fact that Philippians is my favorite book and letter, of course, to read. And to, if I ever need encouragement myself on a given day, I just always pick up Philippians, mm-hmm. and then I'm reminded, wow, you know, Lord, you're enough. Not only is Jesus Christ necessary, but Jesus is enough.
Mm.
And so I just, it just puts me in the right frame of mind. And that's, see, Paul in that same book, he starts talking about how we should think and what we need to think about. Mm-hmm. Think about those things that are pure. Think about those things that are true.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that are trustworthy. Those things that are the blessings of life. Think about those things. I was in Honduras years ago with the Army engineers. And outside of our base camp, we were down there building roads. And outside of our base camp, we built our waste dump. We put our landfill. And it wasn't a week later till these poor Hondurans were down there with homemade rakes going through basically our garbage, our cast-offs, thought they'd hit a gold mine.
Mm.
And so I realized then, in one aspect of my life, you know, we're so blessed.
Yes.
We tend to look at things we don't have that others might have. We tend to look at things that we wish were different in our lives. But if we would just stop and look at what we have and the blessings that we have, particularly those of us that live in this country, we would realize, wow, you know, how could I ever feel sorry for myself?
Yes. Well, and Paul in his letter talks about, I believe it's in Philippians, where he talks about right before Philippians 4:13, I think he's saying that, you know, I know what it's like to live with plenty, and I know what it's like to basically have nothing. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you don't realize how much you have until you experience something like you experienced down in Honduras. Now, tell us, during your career, particularly in the military, how has your faith helped carry you during, I'm certain you've seen and experienced some challenging times, particularly during that military part of your career?
I certainly did, Jeff. I was in the Army Reserves most of my military career, 27 total years. But the last 6 years, I went back on active duty. And I went to Iraq for 13 months, and then I went to Fort Bragg, where my primary job was to take care of the families of the soldiers and paratroopers of the 82nd Airborne Division when the entire division deployed. 22,000 paratroopers were out the door, either in Iraq or Afghanistan, and we were losing paratroopers every day, practically.
Hmm.
And our job was to go notify the families of the deaths of their loved ones. Our jobs were to conduct memorial services and the funerals and travel across the country to do so. And so my intensity, I guess, of experience in Iraq and at Fort Bragg, I had to depend upon God,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have anything to offer these people.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one experience when I was in Iraq. A Marine came up to me once, and we had Marines in our command. We had a joint command. He came up to me, and he said, "Chaplain, can I talk to you?" And I said, "Sure you can." He said, "Well, I need to close the door." And I could tell he didn't want other people to know what he was going through, obviously. So he said, "I have a dream every night that I'm going to die." And I had heard somewhere that you couldn't dream your own death, but he did. And he said, "Every night I dream that I die, and I do. And I die by different ways." But he said, "My mother is a Christian, and she prays for me." And he said, I've decided I got to have something beyond myself and my own strength, because he said, "I'm afraid."
Mm-hmm.
He worked for a Danish admiral. Even though he was one of our guys, he was part of the security detail. He had a very dangerous job. His job was to put his life on the line to save the admiral. Well, we prayed, and I said, "Would after we talked a little bit, and I said, you know, I think you've already got the rudiments of faith. You just need to be willing to call upon God and call upon Christ and receive him into your life. Well, he did. And make a long story short, we ended up baptizing him in one of Saddam's pools. But he would come back in and see me about every week before he went home. And he would always say, I'm not afraid anymore. Mm. I'm not afraid. He said, I still may die. And he said, I also don't have that dream anymore. And it was faith was the key for him. And I told him, I said, you know what? I think it was your mother's prayers that really brought you in here that day for that appointment. Mm. And so he was. That was just one experience I had, just to see the difference that faith could make, even in a war zone.
We have a lot of folks in our marketplace who are finding it difficult. They're going through financial difficulties. We have all have people we know that are going through health challenges. They might be grieving the death of a loved one. What would you say to any of our listeners who are faced with this kind of adversity, that they're just staring down the face of some really hard times? How are you able to keep your faith during those trials?
Well, again, I think you can use Paul as an example, and the Apostle Peter as an example. We've just been talking about those two and some of their writings. But I don't know of anyone who endured more than the Apostle Paul. And he could have gone negative. He could have gone to the place in his own thinking that, you know, all I've tried to do is good stuff, and look at how I'm mistreated. Look at all the bad things that have come to me. But he chose not to. And even in the midst of those bad circumstances, Paul was able to experience something that was above those experiences. And no one likes to go through bad experiences, mm-hmm. but we have a choice to make. Either we go through them and we don't have God, and then we have our own resolve and that's it. Or we go through them and we do have God, mm-hmm. who will promise to be there with us, never fail us, never fail us, never forsake us. And his grace is real. It's true. I've seen it put to the test in my own life and in the lives of so many people through the years of being a minister. And I've never seen God disappoint yet. We disappoint him, but he will never disappoint us. But it really begins with a journey of faith that Jesus called a childlike faith, where you don't have all the answers, you don't have it figured out, but you begin to call out, and you begin to trust, and you begin to see that trust grow, and you begin to see God respond.
Dr. Jenkins, we just love having you on this show, and thanks so much for joining us. Last question is, I know you're heading out to Omaha with the University of Virginia baseball team, and that you are a chaplain for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, cheering them along. I tell you, so proud of that team. And my wife and I had the opportunity recently to just watch that last game against Maryland, and we both thought that we were looking at the national champions. Now, we don't want to, you know, say anything that would startle them or put mm-hmm. pressure on them, but that's an amazing team.
Well, it is, Jeff, and I have been fortunate for the last 11 years since Coach O'Connor came. He has asked me to give an invocation each of those years at his baseball banquet that he holds. I gave one of those invocations from Baghdad one year.
Wow.
We made it happen, and that was pretty interesting, too. But this is a great team, great young men, and I do believe we're going to have a good run out there in Omaha.
I do, too. And, again, Dr. Jenkins, thank you so much for being on the show today. Folks, please send us any of your prayer requests at everydayfaithradio@gmail.com. We'd love to pray for you. We have a prayer team set up. We'd love to hear your comments. Thank you so much for joining us. Have an awesome Sunday. And Dr. Jenkins, you have a terrific Father's Day as well.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. I look forward to it.
We're signing off. Again, have a terrific Sunday. We'll see you all next week. Don't forget, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.